Hello, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people at UBC. The track you're listening to in the background is Shamiz with She Can't Love You, which was recommended to me by my dear friend, Disco Queen Evangeline, who you can probably go visit if you stop by Mintage off of Main Street. So the theme for today's show is Disco Fricks, which is a play on a big theme from the late 70s, early 80s, which was disco sucks. So if you look into the roots of hating disco, it's all about racism and homophobia. So I'm here with a playlist to celebrate old and new disco. If you look into it, I'm going to link an article in show notes from timeline.com. But in 1979, there was a DJ named Steve Dahl who worked at WLUP, a rock station in Chicago. And he hated disco, wanted to kill disco. So he was going on air playing the beginning of disco records, then dragging the needle across the vinyl and cueing an explosion sound, and then coming on and saying disco sucks. He also held a disco record demolition rally where literally 59,000 people showed up and they brought disco records to destroy, sort of like a good old-fashioned book burning or something. Completely wild to imagine. And the majority of people who were on about disco sucks were cis white men. And the roots of disco are in Latin and black music forms. And also it was really huge in gay nightclubs. So there's definitely lots of racism and homophobia wrapped up in hating disco, which sucks. So today it's all about disco. I'm going to move on to a track by Small Town Boy. It's Bronski Beat.
Thank you.
Hey, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. Fading out in the background there is Black Box with Strike It Up, which is a really famous house track. If you listen to the beginning of the show, this hour is all about disco. And disco gave birth to house music in Chicago. It was sort of from the dregs of that movement. People started to make faster music, throw big warehouse parties. After disco fell out of fashion, people sampled a lot of disco records, and thus was born house music. Obviously, there's a lot more important writing on that that I am not as familiar with. So if you are an expert on house music, maybe call in. Give me a shout. You can tweet at me also on Shoes on a Wire Pod on Twitter or on Instagram. Love to hear from you. Coming up next is a track that is newer, sort of a nod to disco, and it's a little bit of a slow jam. So this is from Mr. Merlot, who is a local artist. The track is Big Trouble, and it's off of his most recent record, City Sex Volume 2.
Trouble.
That is Big Trouble by Mr. Merlot off of City Sex Volume 2. You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. And this hour is all about disco. But at 4:45, I'm going to have a phone-in interview with Tin Lorica and Savannah Erasmus from Millennial Line, a local comedy and poetry night that happens at Redgate every third Thursday of the month. Their next show is going to be on March 19th, so stick around for that later in the show. Right now, I've got one of my favorite songs from Robin in the last couple years. This is Missing You.
just what kind of high they were looking for. Take a ride on a purple airplane. Honey, I don't know when I'll be back again.
That was Broken Bones from Love Inc., a Canadian group who came out with a number of dance hits. So that one, and then I'm sure you've heard You're a Superstar. Broken Bones came out in 1998, and I think it's pretty obvious the link to disco in that track. So I'm going to take a little break here on the show, play you some very important announcements from the community, and then I'll be back with a few more tracks before I talk to Savannah and Tin from Millennial Line. So stay tuned to Shoes on a Wire, and thanks as always for listening.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talitin,
Homasque Mustayo.
Ta ta. Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it.
If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Feels like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your text.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two, three.
Be there.
Listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. And this hour is all about disco. Up next, I've got a track from Tai Shi featuring Blood Orange. This is Even If It Hurts. That's Tai Shi with Even If It Hurts featuring Blood Orange. And up next, I've got a track from Divine, legendary drag queen. This is called You Think You're a Man. And after the track is over, I'm going to be on the phone with Tin Lorica from Millennial Line, a local comedy and poetry night that happens at Redgate on the third Thursday of every month. Their next show is coming up on March 19th. So we're going to chat about their show. We'll probably talk about Taco Bell and as well as their tweets. So make sure that you stay tuned for that. And if you don't understand the Taco Bell reference, you're clearly not following them on Instagram, and that's your fault.
Satisfy me.
All right, that was Divine with You Think You're a Man. And I am experiencing a little bit of technical difficulty. So I'm going to play another song, and then we'll get Tin and everyone else on the phone. So give me 1 minute here. Having a great time. Thanks for listening to CITR. And I'll be back in just a minute.
Feels like a vortex. All covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tex.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
1, 2, 3.
Be there.
Hello, I am on air right now with Savannah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in. Sorry about the moment of chaos there.
No, it's okay. You will hear the beautiful sounds of Mount Pleasant in the background.
Amazing. We love Mount Pleasant in all its gentrified glory. first of all, can you tell me who you are?
Yeah, I'm Savannah Erasmus. I'm a local comedian, I suppose, and I co-produce Millennial Line with Tin Lorica.
Awesome. So Millennial Line, I introduced it as a comedy and poetry night that happens at Redgate on the third Thursday of the month. Is there anything you would add to that?
No, that's a pretty good synopsis of the show. But like, I just want to say that it's become so much more than that. I think it's like a community event, I feel. Like, it's not just like we're here once a month to read. It's like a lot of the community is actually coming together, and it's like pretty beautiful, and I'm really proud of it.
Yeah, totally. You should be proud of it. Has it been going for a year at this point, or a little more?
A year and a half, and then we'll have our 2-year show on July 5th.
Oh my gosh, so exciting. I've been to the show a couple of times, and I would describe it as like an entirely mixed bag every time. Like I've been sitting there like laughing my head off, and I've also had moments where I'm welling up and like feeling a lot of emotion or just a lot of like empathy or even discomfort sometimes from what people are talking about on stage. So it's like very much an emotional roller coaster. Do you program it to be like that, or is it just sort of like whatever people are bringing in the moment?
Yeah, like we don't have like any requirements for the performers when it comes to like what they want to speak about or speak on or anything like that. We wanted to create a show where we're booking a diverse amount of performers and emerging artists to tell their own story and like, you know, have that time to share, because it is like really beautiful and really profound. So when we book like a, you know, like two poets and 4 comics. That's like what the show has become now. And I think that like it really gives a lot of space. For laughter, for like emotional, like being emotional and everything. And we also have had musical comedy on the show.
Yes. So, the musical comedy is some of my like favorite stuff. Is there anyone in particular that you want to shout out?
We do have to shout out Danica Thibault and DJ. Wow, I can't even say DJ On.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna plug our musical comedy band. They're hot.
Yeah, you guys have an incredible Instagram presence.
So really truly multi talented cast of performers every single time. You never know what you're going to get.
No, it's great.
Yeah.
So it kind of like you sort of described that it's like changed a lot since its inception. Like, how would you say that it's become so much more? Like, what do you mean by that?
I just think like when we started the show, we were so new to comedy. Like it had just been like 6 months or something that we were performing consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And initially, like, I think on from my perspective, I saw it as a chance to, have like a different kind of show or with diverse people, not just like the white guys we're used to seeing on stage all the time.
Totally.
But now it's like, it's just so difficult to put into words, but I've met some of my best friends because they come to the show, and because, you know, there's like so much sharing, and people get to know me and Tin pretty well because of what we do share on stage and who we are. So I don't know, like it's so hard to like describe it if you've never been to the show, but it is pretty amazing and I highly recommend.
Totally. Okay, so a bit that you guys do that I've always enjoyed is that you read comedians and poets tweets as they're coming up on stage. And I've been scrolling through yours, but there isn't anything lately that is striking me as like hilarious. It's mostly very like intensely political, and you've been involved in a lot of the organizing around Wet'suwet'en solidarity and all of that sort of thing. So I'm not going to read any of your tweets, but I wanted to know if there's anything you wanted to like talk about or just shout out while I've got you on air here with respect to all of that.
Yeah, well, first of all, follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm totally kidding. It's been an incredibly emotional and taxing few months with the solidarity actions. And unfortunately, I was arrested at one of the blockades.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to remind everyone that this is not about a pipeline. This is about Indigenous sovereignty and Indigenous rights. And I think that if you aren't listening by now, I just want you to know that there are so many different ways that you can become involved and educate yourself to dismantle the colonial settler state that we live in that is really damaging and dangerous for Indigenous people to exist in. This is not just for the pipeline, it's about like my literal life. So,
yeah.
And I do try to make jokes about it, and just because that's how I deal with intense situations, I want to make people laugh, because when you're laughing, you're listening at least.
Yeah.
So I think that there is so much that we can do online to educate ourselves. And just I hope that you're listening at this point, because it's not going to get any better.
Totally. It's definitely not going to stop.
Yeah.
Are there any news sources or accounts that you've been following that you found particularly useful? Because I know that following major news coverage versus some of the more community-based outlets or even people on the ground yields very different results.
Yeah, and that is, I recommend following Jesse Brown on Twitter. He's a freelance journalist that's actually on the ground and was up north during the latest raids. And he's been covering the multiple demonstrations across the Lower Mainland. And he has been threatened with arrest multiple times by RCMP for his coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he's like a really great source. Brandy Morin is a freelance Indigenous reporter, and she's really good at making those connections in communities. So you can actually read her interviews with hereditary chiefs and people in Kitsa community. It's not a black and white issue, and like settlers keep asking me like what they can do, but
yeah.
You can start with reading reliable sources.
Yeah.
And really learn what's happening up north.
Yeah, and just take initiative to do that work yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, like, if you follow Takaya Blaney, Tapioca Starch on Instagram, there's these incredible youth leaders on the front lines that are taking a stand, and they're documenting everything because it's so important. Or everything to have evidence of what's happening, because there are continued to be arrests and violence by the Victoria PD during the latest action in Victoria. And
yeah, that was just last week.
It just makes me like so emotional to talk about it, because there is so much and I don't have a lot of time, but there are so many other people that are doing amazing work. So yeah, follow Tapia Visage, Takaya Blaney, Indigenous Youth for Wet'suwet'en, and Youth for Yinta is also, if you don't know what to do.
I can post a number of links in the show notes as well. So anyone listening, you can follow the show. And there's an episode a little while ago that's called All Eyes on Wet'suwet'en, where I shout out a number of accounts as well. So we'll do that. So just as like a really hard pivot here at the end of our short conversation. Also, thank you for talking about that. It's like, it's really powerful to hear people who have been involved on the front lines like sharing information and just reflecting even in just a couple minutes, so thank you. But I also wanted to ask, so you and Tin are big Taco Bell fans? Yes.
Okay. So I'm a huge Taco Bell fan.
Yeah.
And by proxy, Tin Lorica has become a Taco Bell fan.
Yeah, you've been sort of carried away. So I have to ask you, Baja Blast, yay or nay?
Baja Blast, no.
No. Okay. For those listening who don't know what that even means, what is Baja Blast?
Baja Blast is like a blue raspberry. It's like a flavored Mountain Dew. And I don't know, I just think it's like we should draw the line at the Crunchwrap Supreme, and then just let Taco Bell they just keep bringing these like ridiculous marketing toys, but we just need the Crunchwrap Supreme and the bean burrito, and that's it.
Okay, cool.
And the world would be happy.
Taco Bell, you heard it here. Crunchwrap Supreme and bean burrito, and that's all we want. Okay.
That's all we want.
So your next show for Millennial Line is March 19th, and the lineup is Aaron Reed, do you want to say it?
For sure. So, yeah, we have the beautiful Aaron Reed, the hilarious Mima Glomfor. We have Tareen Thomas. We have Joanne Sung. And we have Adrian as well. So we have two poets, three comics. And it's the theme of the show is we're trying. Like, that's where we're at right now is
awesome.
We're trying. So
yeah, more power to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, and people can just buy tickets at the door.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
See what you can, cash at the door, and we pay our artists. So you're supporting local comedy and local, performers. So
we love to see it. Well, Savannah, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Okay, we didn't get a chance to talk to Tin, but they recommended a song to finish things off here. So this is La 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 with Water Over Sex. And thanks for listening to Shoes on a Wire. Up next is Deliberate Noise.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.